नमस्कार, मलिक फैसल अक्रम, द हॉस्टेज टेकर इन द टेक्सस सिनागॉग. He was a British national, 47 years old, with possible mental problems. This is what we've been told thus far. But as more news emerges, some very disturbing trends emerge that should have been caught much before all this happened. It appears that Britain's Prevent Anti-Extremism program had flagged him in 2016 and 2019. Well, let's go back even further. In the 1990s, his father had seen that this boy was given to some extreme behavior, and he was constantly in and out of jail for petty crime and theft and so on and so forth. In fact, people who have spent time with him in jail say that he tended to exhibit violent tendencies. His father, thinking that marriage would settle him down, went to Pakistan, got him a bride from a village called Jhelum, and got them married sometime in the early 2000s. Now, they had 6 children, but his behavior towards his wife was also violent. In fact, it became so much of a problem that she finally separated from him and went into some sort of a hiding under an official program. Now, we don't know where she is. They had 6 children. He had been forbidden to see his children. So as things went, you know, in 2016, 2019, Britain had flagged him that he may be exhibiting violent extremist tendencies, and yet, you know, nothing happened, nothing was known when he came into the United States. Looks like he went into a shop, got a handgun, which, by the way, this gun control law needs to be looked at again much more seriously. Anyone seems to be able to get a handgun anywhere these days. Armed with a handgun, he goes to the synagogue, takes 4 hostages, and then he wants to have Lady Al-Qaeda freed in US jail. So all this stuff could have been avoided if the United States had been flagged by Britain that this person was of a violent character. Are there information channels that are open so that people can be put on a no-fly list and then thus they cannot come? That's one problem. It also is now apparent that MI5 investigated him for a month after he had returned from Pakistan after spending 6 months in 2020. Remember, 2020 was COVID time. Also, another disturbing fact that has emerged. This person started following Tablighi Jamaat. And Tablighi Jamaat follows what is called as the Wahhabi philosophy. And you may be shocked to know that the largest number of followers of Tablighi Jamaat are from Bangladesh. And the next is Pakistan. You see how this is directly economically related? Now, Saudi Arabia has banned Tablighi Jamaat, but what is happening to these organizations in Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan? Why are these countries not banning Tablighi Jamaat? It certainly has a very radical philosophy, and if this person was an example, that ought to convince these 3 countries that it's high time they shut down these organizations, the mosques that preach this philosophy. This has to be cut and nipped in the bud. What are they doing? I have no idea. And I'm hoping that somebody from PMO India can let us know. This is a problem that affects the whole world. If somebody is constantly told lies and to hate a particular person for being born in a certain faith, folks, we have a problem. And on top of this, you see how they are trying to move this Islamophobia bill. What is going on? Why isn't any Democratic congressman or woman speaking up saying this bill makes no sense? I'm 100% sure it's not going to pass through Senate, but that is no excuse for all the congressmen and women of Democratic party to keep their mouth shut on this. This is a bad bill. This is going to waste taxpayers' money, and it is trying to hide what is very patently apparent now. The religion has to reform. There are moderates in Islam. They need to speak up. They need to be the voice of the religion, not these extremist elements. Thanks for watching. Please like, share and follow Be Guru's channel on YouTube and other social media platforms. And also, when you are watching it on YouTube, kindly click on the bell button so that you get notified every time a new video is posted. We are posting almost at the rate of 1 or 2 or 3 videos sometimes in a day. It's a fair amount of content coming out. All of it is useful. It is time well spent. So we urge you to please help us support this channel. Namaskar. We'll be right back.